ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ, ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ, ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯಂ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೈವೀಂ ಸರಸ್ವತೀಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತತೋ ಜಯಮುದಿರಯೇತ್. ನಷ್ಟಪ್ರಾಯೇಷು ಅಪತ್ರೇಷು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಾಗವತ ಸೇವಯಾ ಭಗವತೀರುತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕೇ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ಭವತಿ ನೈಷ್ಟಿಕಿ. ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ 1 ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 19 ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ 24. ತತಶ್ಚ ಬಹ ಪ್ರೋತ್ಪೃಚ್ಯಂ ಇಮಂ ವಿಪ್ರಚೇ ವಿಶ್ರಭ್ಯ ವಿಪ್ರಾ ಇತಿ ಕೃತತ್ಯಾಯಾಂ ಸರ್ವಾತ್ಮನಾ ಮ್ರಿಯಮಾನೈಶ್ಚ ಕೃತ್ಯಂ ಶುದ್ಧಂ ಚ ತತ್ರಾಮೃಷತಾ ಭಿಯುಕ್ತಾಃ. ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ರಿಪೀಟ್. ತತಶ್ಚ ಬಹ ಪೃಚ್ಯಂ ಇಮಂ ವಿಪ್ರಚೇ ವಿಶ್ರಾಭ್ಯ ವಿಪ್ರಾ ಇತಿ ಕೃತ್ಯತಾಯಾಂ ಸರ್ವಾತ್ಮನಾ ಮ್ರಿಯಮಾನೈಶ್ಚ ಕೃತ್ಯಂ ಶುದ್ಧಂ ಚ ತತ್ರಾಮೃಷತಾದ್ಭಿಯುಕ್ತಾಃ. ತತಶ್ಚ ವಪಶ್ಯಂ ಮಿಮಂ ವಿಪ್ರಚೇ ವಿಶ್ರಭ್ಯ ವಿಪ್ರಾ ಇತಿ ಕೃತ್ಯತಾಯಾಂ ಸರ್ವಾತ್ಮನಾ ಮ್ರಿಯಮಾನೈಶ್ಚ ಕೃತ್ಯಂ ಶುದ್ಧಂ ಚ ತತ್ರಾಮೃಷತಾಭಿಯುಕ್ತಾಃ. ತತಶ್ಚ ವಪೃಚ್ಯಂ ಇಮಂ ವಿಪಕ್ಷೇ ವಿಶ್ರಭ್ಯ ವಿಪ್ರಾ ಇತಿ ಕೃತ್ಯತಾಯಾಂ ಸರ್ವಾತ್ಮನಾ ಮ್ರಿಯಮಾನೈಶ್ಚ ಕೃತ್ಯಂ ಶುದ್ಧಂ ಚ ತತ್ರಾಮೃಷತಾದ್ಭಿಯುಕ್ತಾಃ. Ladies, ತತಃ ಆಸ್ ಸಚ್ ಚ ಅಂಡ್ ವಹ ಅನ್ ಟು ಯು ಪೃಚ್ಯಂ ದಟ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಆಸ್ಕ್ಡ್ ಇಮಂ ದಿಸ್ ವಿಪ್ರಚೇ ಬೆಗ್ ಟು ಆಸ್ಕ್ ಯು ವಿಶ್ರಭ್ಯ ಟ್ರಸ್ಟ್ ವತಿ ವಿಪ್ರಾಹ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣಾಸ್ ಇತಿ thus kṛtyatāyām out of all different duties sarva ātmanā by everyone. Mriyamanaihi, especially those who are just about to die. Cha, and Krityam, dutiful. Shuddham, perfectly correct. Cha, and Tatra, therein. Amrushata, by complete deliberation. Abhiyuktaha, just befitting. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation: O trustworthy Brahmanas, I now ask you about my immediate duty. Please, after proper deliberation, tell me of the unalloyed duty of everyone in all circumstances, and specifically of those who are just about to die. Purport: In this verse, the king has placed two questions before the learned sages. The first question is, what is the duty of everyone in all circumstances? And the second question is, what is the specific duty of one who is to die very shortly? Out of the two, the question relating to the dying man is most important, because everyone is a dying man, either very shortly or after 100 years. The duration of life is immaterial, but the duty of a dying man is very important. Maharaja Parikshit placed these two questions before Shukadeva Goswami. Also, on his arrival, and practically the whole of the Srimad Bhagavatam, beginning from the second canto up to the last 12th canto, deals with these two questions. Conclusion arrived at thereof is the devotional service of the Lord Sri Krishna, as it is confirmed by Lord Himself in the last phases of the Bhagavad Gita, is the last word in relation to everyone's permanent duty in life. Maharaja Parikshit was already aware of this fact, but he wanted the great sages assembled there to unanimously give their verdict on this conviction, so that he might be able to go on with his confirmed duty without controversy. He has specially mentioned the word Shuddha, or perfectly correct. For transcendental realization or self-realization, many processes are recommended by various classes of philosophers. Some of them are first-class methods, and some of them are second- or third-class methods. First-class method demands that one give up all other methods and surrender unto the lotus feet of the Lord, and thus be saved from all sins and their reactions. Om Tat Sat. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mahyam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatanvitam Tamsajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sakitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Praschata Deshatarine. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gauravakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yesterday we discussed how Parikshit Maharaj has come to the bank of the Ganges in total supplication, in total surrender to Krishna, and he has given up many, many things. Cursed by a Brahmana boy, and he has appeared. He has appeared in this place after going through many things dramatically within a very short time. And we discussed how Parikshit Maharaj has fielded very well what has been bowled to him by Kali and by Maya, by Krishna's arrangement. And he has come to a position wherein he is safe because he has no possessions, no stake in the material world, no attraction to anything else. And he has decided to dedicate himself to completely meditate on the lotus feet of the Lord on the bank of the Ganges. And all these great sages have come from all over the universe hearing about this, because Parikshit Maharaj is a very, very great devotee of the Lord. They have all come to see him. They have all come to actually be with him and see him encounter death, because he is cursed by a silly Brahmana boy who decided to curse such a great devotee of the Lord. And very wonderfully, Parikshit Maharaj has taken that to heart without reacting to it. Very proactively, he has understood this must be the Lord's desire. The capacity to understand that, and the capacity to not fight against material nature, that is a blessing of Krishna. To get advice from deep in your heart as Paramatma, and to get advice and recognize it from elders, from seniors, from more realized persons, that is a great blessing. We are all recipients of mercy in various forms, but we don't realize it, we don't recognize it. We may just reject it without knowing the importance of that message that's coming. Constantly Krishna is guiding us. The only difference between a devotee and a non-devotee is he does not see it. He does not recognize it. He does not appreciate it as a non-devotee. But a devotee is so sensitive to wanting to hear it that he immediately recognizes it. Whichever quarters it comes from. Nichadapi uttamam jnanam. Amedhyadapi kanchanam. A person who knows value for gold will pick it up even from stool, wash it and use it. Nichadapi uttamam jnanam, one who really knows what is knowledge, even if it comes from a low class person, that information he'll take. This is good. Because he is sensitive to that. Same way a devotee, he is always hankering for the mercy of the Lord. Just like it's mentioned, like a chataka bird, you know, it is waiting for the rains with its open mouth. Same way, a devotee is very eager to get the mercy. So Parikshit Maharaj portrays such a devotee who has recognized the mercy of the Lord in a very difficult situation and is immediately catering to it and following it. It requires a lot of intelligence to do it. That is the meaning of Krishna saying, Dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayanti te. I will give you intelligence to come to me. Parikshit Maharaj is definitely a very intelligent person. And that intelligence is attributed to the fact that he is being guided by Krishna and is taking that guidance. This is where it all ends. Everything else can be arranged, even guidance of Krishna, but whether you will take it. In the last minute, you may not take it. Krishna makes all arrangements. It must be very disappointing for Krishna. He made the whole world for you to perpetrate your material desire, an unreal world where you have taken things seriously. Then he sends you scriptures. Then he sends you devotees of the Lord. Then he puts you in situations which will make you depend on him. It does all these maneuvering, and finally when everything is ripe, you don't accept it. Wouldn't it be very disappointing for Krishna? Consistently the living entities in the world do that. They consistently disappoint Krishna. Out of that, a few people, when they accept, act accordingly, Krishna will be definitely very pleased with them. Parikshit Maharaj earned the mercy of the Lord. Just like Bali Maharaj earned the mercy of Vamana by acting correctly. So knowing how to act, that's why we accept Guru. That's why we accept a senior person. Guide, counsel, mentor me. I offer myself to you, I listen to you with full faith. And we accept. Parikshit Maharaj is similarly here telling all of them, all of you, please tell me what I should do. I am willing to listen to you. When a willing candidate, an eager candidate, who is eager for Krishna consciousness, asks you, and you are qualified to give it, then there's a perfect combination there. Sometimes a candidate is very willing and he is asking, and the people whom he is asking cannot give him the answer. They are not able to supply what he wants. Sometimes there are people willing to give and there are no candidates who want to take it. So seriously, many of our acharyas have instructed the best of information, but people have taken it very lightly, some of them. Not taken it seriously. The receptacle, the reception is within us. It's we who choose how to respond, receive that message. That makes all the difference. So here Parikshit Maharaj is willing to receive instruction. He's a king of the whole world. He is asking all these exalted sages, I'm willing to listen. I've already done so much. What? Given up my kingdom, given up my treasury, given up my name, given up my position, and I'm willing to completely surrender to Krishna. What should a person do when he is supposed to die? He's asking this question. So the sages definitely will be super happy to tell him. Normally, they're very disappointed because most people whom they tell, they listen very carefully, then they don't follow. Or they are not at all interested in listening, or they are half interested in listening, or they fall asleep regularly. I mean, this all will make a teacher very disappointed. Very disappointed. Especially in Kali Yuga, it's very difficult to impart knowledge to people. You play all sorts of tricks. You know the Lallu and Kallu story, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur mentioned. The two boys, Lallu and Kallu, of the king. They were determined not to learn. How can you teach such people? Determined not to learn. So the king bought all sorts of teachers from everywhere. And finally one person came. He was supposed to be very expert. So he started telling stories to them. Look at the bird in the sky. Wow, very nice. Look at the cow. How many legs the cow has got? 1, 2. Hey, Lalu, stop. He's trying to teach you mathematics. Don't count. Look at the birds in the sky. How many birds are there? 1, 2. Hey, Kallu, don't. He's trying to teach you how to count. Don't listen. Like that, this man became fried out. My gosh, these two fellows are determined not to learn. How can I teach them? They know what learning is and they don't want to learn. Matirna Krishne Paratasvatova Nutho Abhibhateta Grahapratanam Adanta Gopir Vishatam Tamishram Punapunas Charvita Charvananam. Matirna Krishne, in their head they don't have Krishna, in their consciousness. Paratasvatova, from outside somebody tells you, they will not deny it. In this way they will avoid everything. How to teach such people? Only Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada can teach. Powerful, empowered person. Here, take prasadam, dance, chant. I'm not teaching anything. Just dance, chant. And then he keeps speaking slowly. He writes everything in his books and gives, read my books. Read my books. As I get purified gradually, there is very amazing way of teaching people. So empowered people, they know how to teach. Otherwise, this whole knowledge wouldn't have gone to human society. He is powerful, empowered to, and that's what we are all doing. We are doing exactly what he told us to do. If you try something different, you'll see it will not work. So, it requires greatly empowered persons to teach everybody all the lallu and kallus of this world. Eager persons are very rare. So here is the story of a very, very eager person. I want to learn. I want to do everything that is necessary to perform devotional service to Krishna, understand the absolute truth. I am ready. Very rarely you get people like that. Very rarely. In fact, almost no in the material world now. So Parikshit Maharaj is an eager candidate. And all these sages are very eager to bless him, to help him, to put him on the right course. Because Parikshit Maharaj already defined them as persons who want to do good to people naturally. That's the main aim of their life. Whatever the people do, they are under the modes of material nature, they are completely fooled, bewildered. What can you expect from them to act properly? So, how to do good to them, although they are doing bad to you? Although they disobey all the instructions you give, how to put them into Krishna consciousness? This is a very mature, sophisticated thinking of all the sages. That is why they are called Brahmanas. Brahmana means even though he acts crazily, we know it is not the person. The person has got the great potential to become Krishna conscious, but he is under the grips of material nature. Therefore, he is acting like that. He himself doesn't act like that. He has got that conviction. He's got that conviction. Bhaktisiddhanta Sri Thakur described it as saying that preaching Krishna consciousness means looking after people who are in the mad asylum. Mad people around you. And if you go to give him injection for his curing his madness, he will attack you. He will attack you and you have to put him down and not take it seriously and give him the injection, put him to sleep. That the injection is required for him, the medicine is required for him, is not known by him. See, you're trying to inject me, eh? Just you wait. What? This is what you'll do. Trying to give me injection. I'll not allow you. But that is a medicine. I'll not allow you to give me injection. You think you're very smart. I'm smarter than you. I'll jump on top of the cot there. I'll jump on the loft. How you can give me? Mad fellow. He doesn't know it's good for you. But this doctor doesn't take it seriously. Yeah, you're very intelligent. So please jump down. I'll give you this. He says, I'll give you injection some more. Or somebody will attack him. They actually attack him physically. He has to tolerate all that and treat his patient because they are mad. He can't take what they do seriously. Same way, great sages, devotees of the Lord, they don't really take it seriously. They want to teach you. So, willing candidate, very rare. Parikshit Maharaj is a willing candidate. And he is asking the sages, tell me of the unalloyed duty of, what is the unalloyed duty of everyone in all circumstances and specifically of those who are just about to die. Two questions. Normally, what's the duty of everybody? Number two, when somebody is going to die, what should he do? These questions are never asked in human society. When somebody is going to die, what should he do? I don't care. I don't know. I know what I am going to do because he is going to die. I am going to get all my things signed, all my jobs done. I am going to get all the money he has. I will get all the business transferred. I don't care what he does. He is going to die anyway. It does not matter to me. But the person who is dying, he is also thinking similarly. Yo, what will happen to all my things? I am going to die. Who will take it? What will happen? My son, my daughter, my grandfather, my this thing, my position, can you extend my period? Very silly. You can't do anything. You can't do anything about it. So, what is a person who is supposed to die, should he be doing? Does he really understand the seriousness of the fact that he is going to die? People don't register it. Even on the deathbed, they don't register it. So these sages, headed by Shukadeva Goswami, they will give this amazing, the whole of the Bhagavatam Prabhupada explains is all about how to die. From the beginning, the question is how to die. In the end, when Parikshit Maharaj leaves also, that is a discussion. That is a discussion. See, this, as you know, this famous quotation, that death is an amazing illusion. People don't die, but still they have to take death very seriously. Then only they will become surrendered to Krishna. You can't mix up the philosophies. Anyway, you said the soul does not die. Somebody can say, anyway, you said the soul does not die. So, why am I worried during at the time of death? Let me enjoy till the point of death. Because the soul does not die anyway. This type of warped, twisted intelligence. You know, rinam kritva gritam pibet yavat jivet sukham jivet. Prabhupada called it the hedonistic philosophy of Charvaka Muni. Anyway, you are going to die. Deha basmi bhutasya punaragamam kutaha. This body will become ashes, you will die. And when will you come here again? Who knows? Better enjoy. Steal ghee and drink it. Enjoy. Ranam kritva gritam pibet yavat jivet sukham jivet. While you are living, live nicely, happily. Forget about all the other things. Self-realization and duties and all that. Simply enjoy. Because anyway, this body will finish. Deha basmi bhutasya punaragaman kutaha. And he knows that the soul exists beyond. So he is giving this information. Better enjoy. And this is hedonistic philosophy. Enjoy till the point of death. After that, who cares what happens? Let's look at enjoyment in the next life. Whichever pig's body, dog's body, let's again try it there also. How to enjoy. So this type of people will never understand the meaning of death. In the human form of life, which is very rare, taking advantage, opportunity that comes to you to perfect your life and become Krishna conscious, worship the Lord, chant His holy name, read the Bhagavad, hear His pastimes, speak about it to others, fill your life with these things, so that at the time of death, automatically you are thinking of Krishna. Because your mind is filled with Krishna. Your activities have all been Krishna conscious. Krishna will give you the chance and the opportunity to think of Him. So this is the science that the Bhagavatam teaches us. And this is a great question of life that Parikshit Maharaj asks Sukadeva Goswami, all the sages, what am I supposed to do? If we don't deal with these questions inside us, then any small breeze, material breeze that comes will shake us up and we will be off the track. Very easily we can become floating individuals who don't have a root, who don't have an anchor. You will not be fixed. So that is why it is mentioned these questions are million-dollar questions. If you think very deeply, these are questions that I also want to know. These are the same questions I also want answers for. Therefore, everybody should be conscious of the fact that you will die. And maybe nobody will curse you, like Sringi, to accelerate your self-realization. You may die just by tripping somewhere here, Damal, head will hit on some stone, instant death. You may be planning, tomorrow I will chant, day after tomorrow I will do this, 4 months later I will do that, I will do this, not dup, you will die. Who knows? You never know. We keep hearing so many people, all of a sudden they died. Yesterday he got heart attack, tomorrow morning he is dead. Right? Day first day I drank with him, you know, tea, coffee and all that in the hotel. Now he is dead. Now he is dead. People can't believe it. But what they can't believe is how he died so fast. But they don't understand that you will also, same thing, suddenly you are going to die now. You don't understand that. You think that only he died, very fast he died. Yesterday I met him, he died. Anyway, but same thing will happen too, and that fellow will say, he was thinking that fellow died, he also died. When is it going to happen to me? But these thoughts never come to us. Only when there is tsunami, flooding or some terrorist attack, you get afraid of death. You get afraid of death. But naturally you are going to die. What about that? Are you not afraid of that? We will see. That's a regular happening. Punrapi jananam punara. You got used to it, conditioned to birth, death, old age, disease. So we must wake up to the situation that our life is temporary, short. It's not necessary to take all these material things seriously, because so many janmas you have taken the wrong things seriously and died. Taking all these material things seriously but dying. Again you become born again and take everything very seriously, execute everything pakka and die. What you are really supposed to take seriously, you never even thought of, you never even did it. And when that opportunity comes to you, you make that wait, let me finish all these things. Wait. Many people, main thing for them is to procrastinate and wait. It's a disease of the conditioned soul. To procrastinate, think, tomorrow we'll see. Day after tomorrow we'll see. Some people even say, next life we'll see. Because of their advanced system of knowledge, I say, so many lifetimes are there. One devotee told me, Are Baba, the soul is eternal. Devotional service is eternal. What is your hurry? If not in this lifetime, the next lifetime. If not that next lifetime, slowly practice Krishna consciousness. But it is not like that. There's a great danger that also is described in the Bhagavatam. The great danger, if you read the story of Bharat Maharaj, you'll see there is great danger even for self-realized people. Maya is so strong, can knock off a person who is even on the platform of bhava. Don't take it easy. Don't think that it's going to happen like that. It never happens if you're not focused and serious about accepting these instructions to heart. Just like Parikshit Maharaj has done. He's very serious. I'm going to die within 7 days. I throw everything aside. I focus on this. He had devotional service to do. As a king of the whole world, he has set it aside, giving priority to his death. So we are all going to die. We chant Hare Krishna. We must know this. Although we perform many different duties, family duties, all these things, but in the back of our head, all these things are not really very important. What's really important is fixing yourself in Krishna. Prepare yourself, because one day the situation will come where you become very old, which is easy, very gradually you will die. Parikshit Maharaj got 7 days notice. But if you look into your horoscope, you will know what your notice is. Whether it is 65 years or 70 years or 80 years. What's the big difference? Everybody gets notice. So are you waiting for the last 7 years to do what Parikshit Maharaj did? Go to the bank of the Ganges and chant Krishna's name and all that. You may not be like that, like Parikshit Maharaj. You may be admitted in a hospital in ICU before your 7 years happens. You will not be in the Gangai Nadi Kinara, you will not be there. You will be in the hospital corridor. Who knows? We can never predict any of these things. Neither did Parikshit Maharaj predict it or think this is going to happen to him. He just put a dead snake around this thing and fat, everything happened to him. Krishna has got a plan for you. Krishna has got a plan for you. This does not mean that you should not plan. Krishna has got a plan for you. I don't have to plan. No. We should plan to be in accordance with the plan of Krishna. For that you should practice. So, the best quality life is a life that is lived thinking, today I'm going to die. In the morning, today, death. Not 7 days, today I may die. And live your life like that. It will be a high quality day. Every day, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. How nice it will be. Krishna conscious life. Without looking back. How many days have passed? Every day I'm telling, I'll die. I did not die. But live your life thinking that I'm going to die any moment. And constantly be serving Krishna, serving Vaishnavas, bringing Krishna consciousness to others. Anytime will happen to us. This is the lesson we can learn from Parikshit Maharaj. He is asking, what is the duty I should do because I'm going to die? For everybody it's the same duty. Because everybody is going to die sometime. So these are important things that we should meditate on, think about, make a plan in life. Every person who is interested in Krishna consciousness should plan his life. What am I doing now? Why am I doing? What should I be doing? How to arrive at that? What changes I should make from inside and then outside so that I can arrive at this point where I can perform service to the Lord and leave this body? This should be the plan everybody should put. Everybody should make this plan, because we never know when we are threatened. People who have gone through this visit of death, some people scrape very close to death and come out, I know what it is about. Fixed. You see, Ajamila went very close and by the mercy of the Lord, he got okay, extension for you. Normally for everybody, no extension. For you, a little extension. Because you chanted the name of the Lord and Yamadutas came. You chanted, luckily you chanted, so we are giving you extension. Instead of you taking another birth, going through again realization, why wait for so long? We think that you are a person who will catch on what we are telling fast. Extension. Very special. He got a little extension, he said, thank you very much. He never looked anywhere else. Boom! He completely became Krishna conscious. They came and took him and went. This is a special plan Krishna has for Ajamila. For Ajamila, don't send him to another birth. He can be taken back now. Give him this chance. And he took it. He took the chance. He performed. Went back to Godhead. Made a mistake. Somehow got through. Event. Very fortunate person. Very fortunate person. Parikshit Maharaj made a mistake and that mistake came to be something which is a blessing for him and he took that and went away. Everybody has got a path. Everybody is given a chance. Everybody has made a very nice way for Krishna has made for everybody. You should understand that and quickly jump into that and leave. Leave. Don't look backside. If you look back, you know, you look backside, you're finished. Jesus Christ told his follower, a man who has set his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit to be my follower. You're taken up. Don't look back. There may be mistakes, there may be problems, but don't ever look back. Everything becomes alright if you keep going. Keep going. So we take up the mission of conquering death by chanting Hare Krishna, performing devotional service. Death is conquered. Death is conquered. So this is that process. of chanting the holy name of Krishna, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, worshipping Krishna, and remaining in the service of Krishna and constantly praying to Krishna. This is the way to become liberated and happy. This is the whole discussion in the Srimad Bhagavatam. How to do this? How great persons did this and got out? How some people made mistakes and even then got out? Bharat Maharaj made mistake. Ajamila made mistake, but he got quick. Bharat Maharaj mistake, another 3 lifetimes he spent. That's Krishna's plan for you. You may not be getting the same type of exit like Ajamila. Bharat Maharaj got a different exit because he was supposed to do some things. Next lifetime he became a deer, and then he was, oh gosh, I blew it. And then again he became Jadabharat. He instructed Rahugana. He did amazing pastimes, and then he left. It took 2-3 lifetimes to go, even for Bharat Maharaj. But in Lord Chaitanya's time, if you chant Hare Krishna, be in the company of devotees, you can live in this lifetime back to Godhead. This is Prabhupada's guarantee. If you follow what I have told you, simply chant Hare Krishna every day, read Bhagavat, worship Krishna, eat prasadam, keep the company of devotees, rigidly do this every day, he said, you will be taken back. This is the process. So we should very deeply learn from these things and make sure that we do it and go back to Godhead. Going back to Godhead is not a myth. Going back to Godhead is not a bluff. It is true. It happens. All history, you will see how Parikshit Maharaj passes away now. It's all about how to go back. That's the business of life, and it's constantly happening in the Krishna conscious movement. It will happen more and more. We should also fix ourselves. Yes. That's what is the end of life. As much service I can do for Krishna, I like to do. Plan your life. There will be so many challenges to that. From relatives, from relations, from attachments that you have, from different type of challenges that come in front of you. But we should remain fixed like Parikshit Maharajas. In the association of devotees, like these great sages, taking good company, selectively listening to them, and charter your course. Parikshit Maharaj is not complaining about anything. He is not at all complaining about Sringi. That silly fellow, why did he curse me? He did not ask any question at all. He never even spoke about it, completely neglected it. Said that he is just an instrument. And he just went ahead doing his. So there will be many things if you want, if you set your mind on, you can sit and rant and rave about it. Oh, he did that, because of him only this happened, then this happened, that happened, this happened, 3 years back he did this, 5 years back he did that, before that my wife did that, this and that, and therefore I am not able to chant Hare Krishna. It's not because of that. It's because you want to pay attention to that. You simply want to keep on paying your attention to all these things which you have done millions of lifetimes. Again and again you are addicted, habituated, conditioned to do that. That's your sad state of affairs. To remove yourself and keep looking at what you're supposed to do and move out. Because when you're exiting, you don't have to worry about anything. When you're exiting, why should you worry about all these things? And there are different people who will put the hooks on to people who are exiting and pull from the backside. Maya arranges that. Lot of people pull you. Mother will say, my dear son, wife will say, everybody will say something. And then your items and valuables that you have will say, look at me, I am your possession. Everybody will put the hook and pull you. But the person who knows, I know all these things I have done for many lifetimes. For many, many lifetimes, each hook I spent 10 lifetimes. No more looking back. I am going. For sure, you will not get me. Krishna, I see so beautiful, wonderful, I am moving towards that. There is nothing else attractive. In order to be able to do that, we should indulge in Krishna consciousness. Then only you'll be able to die successfully. That is what's the meaning of saying you conquer death. Parikshit Maharaj says, the Brahmana's curse as a blessing from Krishna has overtaken me. I had so many plans. All those plans finished. Krishna is saying, forget all those plans. This is my plan for you. Go to the bank of the Ganges, hear Bhagavatam and get out. He never knew about this plan about me. Parikshit Maharaj never knew this plan. He was thinking kingdom, that problem, this problem, that, this is to be done. That all I will look after. You just get out. That's my plan for you. Really? Are you sure? Yes, true. Get out. I know how to manage all that. So Krishna is not giving us all these different things because without us it will not be done. What will happen to the country if I don't get elected in the next elections? What will happen to Coimbatore if so-and-so candidate from BJP, from CPM, from DMK doesn't get elected? Each one is thinking, if not for me, Coimbatore is finished. I must get elected. I must come. What will happen? Nothing will happen. Actually, when you get elected also, nothing will happen. Because you can do nothing. Because you are so Krishna unconscious, nothing will happen. For all your plans, nothing will happen. And this we are seeing again and again, we are seeing this. Still with great hope, everybody is standing in a queue and voting. Electing another idiot on top. And then suffering because of that idiot. We bring miseries on ourselves without following the plan of the Lord. So everything else is secondary. Not only because we are going to die, because that's the meaning of life. So all these things are employed by Krishna. Death, material life, suffering, attachments, to make you attached to Him. Death is another instrument He uses. Mrityu sarvaharascham. I come as Mrityu and take away everything from you. Everything will take away from you. You believe it or not? You have died so many times. So many times each one of us have died. But it looks like a fresh experience again. I'm going to die. I'm going to die. How many times you get ragged? Still it's a fresh experience. Birth, death, old age, disease. Is every lifetime it seems like a fresh experience. I've never done it before. I don't know anything about it. Let's Google and see what it means. What is death? You have done it many times before. So when we understand these things, I've done it many times before and many great people are doing it, how to do it, how to go through that. This is a business of life. How to die. Not how to live. Living you've done billions of times. But you've never done death in a manner that is successful. You've never done death in a manner that is successful. You've lived in so many bodies and died again and again. It's not that death is very easy or I've done it so many times. It's not that for you to say, death is very easy, I've done it so many times. No, it's not easy, that's why you're still doing it. Guy who has written the exam 10 times and never passed, cannot say, it's so easy, I've done it so many times. Because you didn't pass out. You may be experienced in writing the exam because you're repeatedly failing. The point is, you don't need to die so many times. You need to die only once and never die again. That death you have not done. It means you repeatedly failed in death. Death is repeatedly failing you. Again and again the exam is coming in front of you. And again you are feeling, failing. And you are telling that, I have done it so many times. And the interesting thing is you don't even know you have done it so many times. It's an amazing illusion. Really speaking, you're successfully dying only when you don't have to die anymore. Become eternal. Out. That is what is being mentioned here. That's what Parikshit is doing. He is not dying to be born again. He is going to die once. That's it. Finish. Never you will see him die again in this world. No more birth, no more death. That's what whenever people come for birthday, Maharaj bless me, I tell them, don't come here again. No more birthdays, no more death days. That's the blessing I like to give you. Don't have birthday again in this world. It's one birthday alone, you celebrate repeatedly. But don't come here again. This is what Parikshit Maharaj is teaching us. How to die that you may never die again. Because na jayate mriyate va kadachin na hanyate hanyamane sharire. The soul is eternal. It doesn't need to die and go through this torture every time. Because you're not learning. Again you're put into the body. Again you go through life. Again you're subjected to death. You suffer so much. Then again you're born again. Again you have to die. Again like that. So many times you have been tortured by material nature. So you must die in such a way you don't die again. That's the death we are talking about. The last death. Make this lifetime the last. Make this death the last death. That opportunity is standing in front of you. If you chant Hare Krishna offenselessly, if you read Bhagavad Gita and engage in Krishna's service, you will be glorified even when you pass away. Both by Krishna and by people who know what you did. Om Tat Sat, Srila Prabhupada ki, wishing you all a happy death. Only Krishna devotees can do that. Prabhu, happy dying, eh? Because you can think of Krishna and pass away. They celebrate death. I remember when my father passed away in Mayapur, I was somewhere and I tried to reach, took two flights from some Chennai or somewhere. By the time I reached, it became evening. My father passed away in Mayapur and he passed away surrounded by devotees chanting Hare Krishna. He was also chanting Hare Krishna. I arrived in the evening at 7 o'clock in Mayapur, Sandhyarthi going on. And as I got down quickly from the gate and came, so many brahmacharis were standing. Oh, Prabhu, very nice time we had. Your father passed away. It's the thing he told. We all danced and we had big feast. I was smiled and said, very good. It was very nice. Everybody was feeling very good. Your father passed away. Rainbow came in the Ganges. Another boy came and said, I said, very good. My father has successfully left. I didn't get to see it. I was not fortunate enough to see it. But the whole community of devotees danced and chanted and went to Ganges carrying his body and cremated it. And then the chief pujari came and put garland, Narsingadev's garland, and cows came there and rainbow came and everything they were describing to me. He's a good soul. He somehow got the mercy of the Lord and he left. Very simple man. I was thinking at that time, he left. Now I have to see how to go like that. Happy. Devotees are happy. Somebody has died. Why? Very positive signs. He has gone back to Godhead. They are very happy. We sent him back to Godhead. We all chanted around him and you know, just sent him back to Godhead. Nobody else could interfere in between. Only Krishna, we and he. No material nature, nothing. They packed, sent him back. And they are very happy. Because this is what the mission is for. We have successfully executed the mission of sending a person back to Godhead. We celebrated, we had a big feast. In the outside world, they'll think you're crazy. Now, when we go to condolences and all, right, the opposite happens. Everybody is very sad. Some people are pretending to be sad. I mean, what to do? I'm feeling sad here. I mean, some distant relative cry. Put some garland and come out and hang around for some time, drink chai, coffee and talk about the election and who's going to get elected. Wait for some time there and leave home. Really not very serious. And everybody, some of the others know that also. We'll be talking something. They'll put a pandal and everybody will sit and talk. Nobody reflects on death. Very sad. It is sad. People miss the person, some of them. And then so many days, nobody will celebrate and all that. They don't celebrate death. They observe the death ceremony. Actually, they don't know how to observe also. They don't know what to feel at that time. They just sit down and think about that person. He is not there anymore. That's all they can think of. They don't know the mechanics of how things happen. But devotees, they know the mechanics. This person has not died, yaar. He just left his body here and went. He went back to Godhead. I am very sure about it. I am very happy. They celebrate. This language is not understood. Only in a society where people have knowledge that can be understood. Mood, what is it? Yatanto yoginas chayinam, paschanti atman yavastitam, what is it? Akrita, naivam paschanti achetasaha. The person who is a fool, mudha, cannot see it. How the soul is changing body and going. You cannot see it. The fool will simply be drowned in misery, in illusion. So as devotees, we should know that we will die, but we'll live forever. Because we render service to Krishna, chant Hare Krishna and think of Krishna at the time of death. So everybody should prepare and practice so that he can think of Krishna at the time of death. Om Tat Sat. Srila Prabhupada ki.